the Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth. Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your barrister. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode that actually is live from the lair. And today we're going to be covering a subject that most people used to get their pee-pee spanked over beginning in 2021. And it had something to do with the coof and the truth. It's in the title. If you recall, 21, 22, part of, I would say, the beginning of 23, we still had mandates for the poke and smoke. We had mandates for what businesses could stay open. We had our government telling us which businesses were essential, and hundreds of thousands of small businesses went under. Okay, on top of that, we had governors in blue states mandating that people who were affected with the coof be put into retirement homes and rest homes, which caused a domino effect of dead body. We had that taking place. I recall during this time watching several news articles, which were quickly taken out of the cycle, where we had embalmers pulling blockages, clots, whatever you want to call it, out of corpses. Some of these things were 2 and 3 feet long, and they didn't look like blood clots. They actually looked like some type of tissue. Nobody's talking about that. We have the ignored vax injuries. We can't really sue these companies because they were given blanket immunity to turn the entire Western world into a flock of walking guinea pigs. All right. Now, and on top of that, we still have big tech running top cover, censoring all of this shit to a certain extent, even to this day. But we're going to talk about it here because it is very important. And I would really love to see those responsible for turning everyone into a walking guinea pig to get royally slam screwed in the, you know, let's just say it. I want to see them butt fucked in the dick hole. All right. We're at a situation now where we need something worse than the F word. All right. This is insane. I can't wrap my head around the insanity that took place, other than the fact that we have a whole bunch of people out there who are weak in mind and body, unwilling to make decisions or take a stand, going with the flow, don't want to make waves, and literally millions of people were tricked, coerced, or forced into taking this poke and smoke. And we're going to see negative outcomes about this for decades to come, in my opinion. All right, we don't have Blake here. We got the Battle Dwarf and the Evil Shaggy on station.
Pushing buttons as always.
Let's jump into this. This is absolutely insane.
Well, first of all, I have only one thing that I really want to have the opportunity to say to these pharmaceuticals and the people who are running cover for them. I just have one thing that I want to say to them. Face the wall, please.
Let's not have any of that. After they've been convicted and
process and a proper conviction and trial, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Face the wall, please.
We're not doing mob justice here. I don't want to see that. Just saying.
Maybe not mob justice, but I'm okay with mass justice right now.
Very well.
So I lost a friend, a very good friend of mine, this past February to this thing. And that brought it very close to home. And Pop and I know somebody down in Indiana who also lost her father to this thing.
Yes.
So I don't know anybody whose life hasn't been touched by this train wreck that they told us was coming by making movies like Outbreak and Children of Men. If you don't think they weren't telling you what they were doing, I want you to do something right now. I can't show it because they'll strike the channel. But go look on YouTube for the last 4 minutes of the movie Children of Men and look at the messaging. A virus has made all women on the planet sterile, but at the end of the movie, only one woman is able to have babies, and she's an African immigrant who is helped by the dying white man who is bleeding out as she brings the first new life into the world. Mm. It is such blatant messaging.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Such blatant messaging.
But the thing is, it's I watched this whole thing unfold.
Yep.
And I remember, you know, going to certain stores here in Michigan. And they were closed, and there was a sign on the door that said deemed non-essential.
Yes.
All right. Well, McDonald's was open.
Yes.
And the
Walmart was open.
And, Home Depot was open, but there were whole aisles that were taped off that you weren't allowed to
do. You could not buy gardening implements in the state of Michigan.
No, or paint.
Yeah. Wretched Gretchen said that you cannot paint your house or plant flowers in the state of Michigan during this. That was her practical advice for the COVID outbreak, what we refer to here as the lockdown.
Yep.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. No point in history ever. And I've looked, and I'm that history fucking weirdo.
The only thing in modern United States history that comes close